can't believe that painting is worth so much money. It's really gotta be a masterpiece then.
It's worth a lot because of who painted it, and you're worth a lot because of who made you. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. If you want some fancy art for your house, I hope you have a big wallet. The best paintings by the most famous artists can sell for millions of dollars. But did you know that you're a masterpiece? Here's what Ephesians 2:10 says. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. And now let's listen to our story for today. It's entitled, God's Masterpiece. I don't get it, Grandpa. Malik scratched his head as he looked at the painting. What is it? Well, the title is Three Musicians. Try squinting your eyes and tilting your head. I think I see a clarinet and a guitar, but the musicians look a little creepy. That's the beauty of art, said Grandpa. Everyone sees something different. Malik and his grandparents were spending the afternoon at an art museum. Malik had never seen so many paintings and sculptures. Hundreds of pieces of artwork hung on walls that stretched on for what seemed like miles. Which painting is your favorite, Malik? Grandma asked. I'm not sure, Grammy. Some of these paintings looked like they were painted by a three-year-old. Other paintings look way better than anything I could paint. If I had to pick my favorite, it might be Three Musicians. I like that you have to think about what you're looking at. How much do you think that a painting like that costs? Grandma shrugged. Grandpa scratched his chin. I'm sure that painting costs millions of dollars. Millions of dollars? Malik couldn't believe it. It doesn't look that valuable. Grandpa smiled. It's not valuable because of how it looks. It's valuable because of who made it. Three Musicians was painted by Pablo Picasso, one of the greatest artists of all time. Many people consider it to be one of his masterpieces. Grandma put her arm around Malik. Every time I come here, I can't help but think that none of these masterpieces compares to God's masterpieces. God's masterpieces? Asked Malik. Where are God's masterpieces? Grandma smiled. Take a look in the mirror. Me? Malik asked. You got it. The Bible says God made all of us in His image. We're God's masterpieces. Our value doesn't come from how we look, but from who made us. That's right, Grandpa chimed in. The Bible also says God paid a high price for us. He sent His Son to die on the cross to save us from sin. Jesus paid for us with His life so we could belong to Him. Malik took out his phone and snapped a picture of himself with his grandparents. Grandma looked at it and smiled. Now that's a masterpiece. Well, how about you? Have you ever looked in the mirror and seen something you didn't like? Maybe you think your nose is too big or your hair is too curly. The next time you find something about your body you wish you could change, remember that God made you and He doesn't make mistakes. He made you in His image, and Jesus paid for you with His life. That determines your value, not what you look like. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 6:20.
God paid a very high price to make you His, so honor God with your body.
And our key thought for today, you are God's masterpiece. Have you joined the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program? We read Keys for Kids stories and God's Word every single day. Check off the box on your calendar each day. And if you read every day in July and August, you can win prizes. Just ask a grown-up to help you. Go to wordwithzach.org to get started today. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.